Can we just give Dan and all the children, and actually Joe as well, who stepped in at the last minute because we didn't think anything recorded that we did after we finished it all, but Joe saved the day. Let's give them all a big round of applause. You know, it's just great to have people that enter in the fun. You know, we love Christmas, and we don't mind all this make-believe, the fact that Father Christmas is real, okay, is real. It helps children to develop an imagination, yeah? And that's what, that's the same part of the brain that they need in order to picture a God who's alive today that they can't see. So it's, you know, all the books, the kiddies books, that all the imagination is an amazing place. And we firmly have Christ at the centre in this church, so don't worry there that we were singing some secular songs. I'm sure you've all sung secular songs before. For those who don't know, I'm getting my teeth done. And the more, I'm going back at the end of January, hopefully, but the more the gums settle down, I've got big gaps at the top, big gaps at the bottom, and it's shah, 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 shah. Anyway, there you go. Shush it is. So, let's go. So, King Jesus, that's the series we're going through. King Jesus came to bring us things. And what we're going to look at today is he came to bring us peace. So, let me ask at the beginning right now, who wants a bit of peace in their heart after the last year we've had? Yeah. And it's still there, isn't it? You know, you've got the government acting like a bunch of kids. And I do hope they take this and put it out. It's like a bunch of kids down there. You know, we want proper leaders, true leaders to follow. And anyway, that's the way it is. And they want to put fear in us. And God didn't want that, you know. So I believe that God wants us to have his peace in us today. And so, but when we think about peace, you know, the world thinks about peace, they think of different things. So for some, peace means getting out of it on alcohol or something even worse, so that their problems would go. So the heartaches that they carry in their hearts actually disappear. But actually, anyone who's lived that life, and I have, that doesn't last long. The peace doesn't last long. Actually, it makes your life turmoil. No peace at all there. And for some, they believe that the peace will come when I meet the right person. When I meet the perfect person, then I'll be at peace. Well, ask Debbie afterwards. We've been married for 23 years. We thought we were perfect for each other until we lived in the same house. And we very quickly found out that we weren't perfect. And after 23 years, we're still working on it now. So the truth is that the peace you're looking for, the inner side of us that's searching to be satisfied, doesn't come with the most perfect match for you, because actually there isn't one. Actually there is, and we're going to reveal that. But for some, peace comes when by keeping ourselves busy, that we continually do stuff and do stuff and do stuff, that by the end of the day that we're absolutely whacked out, and then we hit our bed and we crash out. Why? Because we don't want to think about those horrible moments in our life, those moments in our past that haunt us, and we don't want that lonely feeling to overcome us again. And so searching for peace in being busy, it doesn't work. But, or what about like me, you know, when you look at Christmas, we search for peace in it, in getting stuffing ourselves with turkey and stuffing, and then jam tarts. For me, it's mince pies, cream, and then cheese and biscuits. You one of them, I certainly am. And then everything, and then as much chocolate as you can stuff inside, and you think to yourself, there's going to be peace at the end of that one. Well, who knows, at the end of the day, there isn't peace at the end of that one, is there? And I usually put on about a stone over Christmas, and that really isn't peace, having to lose that. And so, for some of us, we live a life of chaos inside, unpeace. There is no peace inside. Why? Because we grew up in a home that was boom bust. You never know what was going to happen. You never know when mum or dad were going to, or one of your parents were going to blow up at any moment. And fear was put in your heart as a kid, rather than the love that God made us to be. But the truth is that all of us have made choices that cause unpeace inside. All of us have done things that we regret, that we wish we hadn't done. And we carry a lot of guilt and shame. Guilt in relationships, guilt in business. That's just me. Guilt with family. I could have done it this way instead of that way. And we can carry that. And it kills any joy and any peace in our heart. Or you may be anxious this Christmas because you're going to see someone over this Christmas period where they just seem to have the spiritual gift of upsetting you, of really getting on your nerves. And maybe you haven't seen them since last year and you haven't made it up yet and you know it's going to come off again. You know, we all have people like that. Or maybe you're like me. Maybe you've got an aunt that loves to give you one of them big, wet, sloppy kisses at Christmas. Yeah. My one was Auntie Grace. We used to see her at Christmas, and you knew it was coming. I used to absolutely dread it, where she'd get hold of your cheeks and go, "Oh, and you grown up?" And you could see her pucker in her lips, juicy, horrible, horrible. And you think, "No, don't do it." And then she pulls you to her, and you get that kiss. And you can't wipe it until she turns away from you. And it's horrible. It's horrible. And so I don't know if any of you got a nan like that. Oh, man, if you're that nan, don't do it, okay? Don't do it. It ruins people's lives. Haunted me for years. And so how do we get peace? You know, it's so elusive in today's world. Well, the truth is that peace only comes when we're truly satisfied with God, with who he is. That whatever happens in life, that he loves me, he cares for me, he created me while I was in my mother's womb, and he knows all about me, warts and all, and still loves me, cares for me. And I've come into a living relationship with him. That's true peace. When we know in our hearts that whatever happens in 2022, that he's going to be there for me and he's going to strengthen me, not just for that year, but for every year to come following that. Because he's a good God, unlike so many portray him as an angry. I was walking down the street the other day, some guy in a megaphone trying to scare people into heaven. It's so wrong. It's good news of great joy. He is a good God. And I believe that he will be saying to each one of us today, "I don't want your life to be chaos. I don't want you to be in turmoil and anxious through this time." 1 Peter 5:7 tells us this: "Cast all your cares on him." So this Christmas, God is saying to us, give him all your worries. Give him all your stresses. Give him all your concerns. Church, it's time to trust God fully. Fully with Christmas and fully with the rest of your life. And you see, the whole reason that Jesus came out of heaven, I don't know why he'd want to do that. Imagine perfect peace, perfect love for all eternity, and he's going to come out of that down to the turmoil that we live in. But he did it so that he could give me peace and give you peace in your hearts as well. Why? Because we've offended God. We've done things that we shouldn't do, each one of us. We know that inside. We've not just offended him and let him down, we've let ourselves down. We don't even live up to our own standards, let alone his. And this has caused a great separation in our hearts between us and him. No peace in the heart. But Jesus came to fix that. Romans 5:1 says that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we now have peace with God as he pours it into our heart by his Holy Spirit, pours it in, gives you that picture that it's a living thing, that by his Spirit, God wants to come and fill our hearts today with his peace. And God's peace is called, the Hebrew word is shalom. Now, shalom is a massive word, and it holds more than, it means more than the end of hostilities between us different people. It means harmony. absolute harmony with the world and life. It means wholeness. That means that no brokenness left inside, that God wants to come and heal us of that. It means completeness, that we're not lacking anything. It means safety, that we feel secure in life. Of whatever happens in this life, we're going to heaven, we're going to be with God forever. Absolute safety, prosperity, that God would want to bless us like he blessed Abraham and all the others of the Old Testament and New Testament as they followed him. It means welfare, that everything is good about your health, your body, your life. And it means tranquility. And tranquility is that word that speaks about complete peace. And I got a picture, you know, when you look at the oceans and there's a storm, you know, them waves can be 60 foot high. They're treacherous. They can sink boats and they can wreck things. And so with this life, so with us, what we've been through the last year or two, it can wreck our lives. But did you know that just below, a few meters below the surface of the ocean, it's peaceful? Did you know that? And then when you go down to the bottom of the ocean, which is 7 miles deep in some places, scientists say it's the most peaceful place on earth. Well, God's peace is more peaceful than that. And that is what he wants for each one of us today. It surpasses understanding. You cannot understand how peaceful it is and that God wants to give it to you. Anyone in the house want that this Christmas? That peace, I need it. Come on, it's been one of them years. And God wants it for you today. But shalom comes when we get that moment of enlightenment, that moment when we see God, who he really is, see him how he is. And God longs to fill us with that peace, each one of us here today, and out in London, Islington, Basildon and beyond. He wants to fill us with that peace. And so we need that revelation moment, that light bulb moment, when all of a sudden you see what life's all about. We all chase things we shouldn't. And sometimes this year I found myself doing that business. It overtakes my mind and I have to say, no, I'm not doing that. I live for the Lord. If he wants to do that, that's fine. But you see, we need that light bulb moment, that initial bit where we see God. As we look at Joseph, for Joseph, it came, you know, he was brokenhearted because he heard his fiancée was pregnant with someone else. But then he elated when he got that light bulb moment in a dream when God said, no, I am the father and you will be the dad of my child, Jesus. And so God still speaks to us in dreams today. I had one last night. God warned me about some stuff that would come upon me. And we need to listen to our dreams in that. And then the wise men, when they saw a star, they saw it. You know, they were wise, they saw the star, and something inside told them they had that revelation, that light bulb moment, we've got to give up everything. And they did. They gave up everything to go follow. And then we look at Mary. You know, Mary was in fear again. How could this happen to me? But then all of a sudden you read the account, the power of God came upon Mary and she knew. She felt a love that she's never felt before. She felt a peace in her heart that she's never felt before. And she knew this is God. It can only be God. The light bulbs went on for her. And then we see the shepherds in the fields, you know, and the angel said, go find the manger, you're going to go find the baby. Imagine what you would feel like if the whole of heaven opened up and you could see the glory of God, God how he is. And they trotted off and they wondered, what is this? And then they saw Jesus, baby Jesus, and the peace came, the light bulb moment happened. And you know, wherever Jesus is, there is peace. Because he is our peace. And lastly, we see Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mum. For John the Baptist's mum, she got the peace. She got the light bulb moment when a friend, Jesus's mum, Mary, came to her. And all of a sudden, the baby inside her jumped and leapt for joy. She had that moment. And for some of us, you know, it's as people meet us that they see something and they get a light bulb moment. That's why it's so important that we share our faith as we come into Christmas. You might be the only hope that one of your friends has got of meeting Jesus. You're the best Imagine that. Think of that. You're the best thing she's got that, or he's got to show Jesus. How are you doing with that? You know, would they look at you? I'm thinking of myself here. Would people think, ah, he's like Jesus? Come on, I'm working on it, guys. But that's what we are. That's who we're supposed to be. But peace comes from heaven. This is not something you can learn about in books. This is given by God himself. Jesus said in John 14:27, my peace I give to you, and my peace I leave with you. It's God's peace, not ours, not man's. This is heavenly peace that God came to give us as a present. You can't earn it. It's a gift we have to receive. And as I look out, I know that some are learning, what does it look like to receive? It's very hard for us. It means humility. It means saying, okay, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me now and receive him. You see, world's peace is temporary. It's fickle. And it depends on what's going on in life, which has been pretty rough recently. But God's peace is constant and it never changes. And the Christmas message is God's peace is eternal. It will never end. It lasts for all eternity. And God wants to give us and take us into eternity with him forever. You see, eternity is God's home. It's called heaven, where there's absolute pure peace forever. Imagine what that looks like, just basking in that daily, every day of your life. Can we have a bit of strumming going on, Vicky? Thank you. So imagine being there. You know, the bottom of the ocean is one thing where it's absolutely still, nothing moves. It's the most peaceful place on earth. But then you picture heaven. You see, because what you've got there is the presence of God, the Almighty God that loves you. You know, when we realize that his thoughts about us are more than the sands of the seashore. Imagine that. That's a whole lot of thinking. And every thought about you is of good and is of love for each one of us. And he wants that for you today. He wants to pour his peace in. So our choice is, do we want to receive? Do we want to say, yes, God, I'm ready to receive you? Question is for us, guys. Do you want 2022 to be the same as 2021? Do you want that unpeace in your heart where you're unsettled and anxious and you wake up fretting in the morning and even worse when you go to bed? Or do you want the peace of God in your heart today? Do you want a taste of heaven in your heart? Because Jesus is here today. He is with us. Can I ask everybody to stand, please? You see, peace is a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus is that king. His kingdom is his rule and reign. And by his Holy Spirit, he came to earth and left his Holy Spirit here with us after Pentecost. It was poured out on all flesh. His Spirit, unseen, but it's real. It's him. And he told the first disciples this in Luke 12:32, fear not, for it's your Father's pleasure to give the kingdom. The Father, pleasure, happiness to him for us to receive, to give us that. And so it's a win-win situation. One, ask and we will receive. We will receive Jesus. We will receive his peace in our heart today. And we will receive our place in heaven today. And secondly, we get to make God happy. It's his pleasure to do it, to give us. He's not a stingy God. He loves to lavish us with his grace and his mercy and his goodness. All we have to do is admit our sin and receive him. And so, guys, where have you been this year? Where have you been searching for peace? Is it like some at the end of a bottle, looking at the bottle as the red wine goes? Bible says don't do that, it's dangerous. Or is it You've been searching for peace in relationships. Who knows that every relationship lets you down? None are perfect, guys. None. Or have you got stuck into busyness, that you're over busy because you don't want to think of all that's happened, and you think peace is going to come there? You just can't. You don't want to give any room to that loneliness, that empty feeling. or have you been like me, stuffing yourself silly with food and goodies and chop-chops, thinking that that is going to help you and bring you peace? Because like me, you find actually it doesn't bring you peace at all. It doesn't. Guys, it's time to turn to Jesus. It's time to come to Him who is our peace, regardless of what storm is going on in life. If you've never received Jesus in your heart before, and you would want His peace in your heart, you know, I'm going to pray for us. I'd love to pray for you. And I've got a little something here for anyone who hasn't done that before that I'd like to give you. If you haven't asked Jesus in your life, can I have every head bowed, every eye closed, so no one can see? This is an intimate moment. If you would like Jesus in your heart and you haven't asked Him before, would you just raise your hand? No one can see, so that I know, and I'm going to pray with you. If that's you, people are so fearful in this moment, you know. And, oh, Clive, there's no one putting their hand up. Kind of knew that might be where it goes. Guys, these are the services where we can get our people saved, our friends, our children, our family. And it's so important we get them here to have fun, that we can see that we're normal people. We like having a laugh as well as taking God seriously. But I want us to pray that prayer. Follow me, especially if you haven't done it before and not brave enough, that's fine, you know. But I want us to pray this Christmas for the peace of God and Christ to come in, for the first time or for the thousandth time, it doesn't matter. So follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sorry for the things that I've done wrong in my life. Thank you that you died on a cross for me, to forgive me and to set me free. I now receive your forgiveness. I turn from every wrong in my life. I want to do it your way, God. And thank you, Jesus, that you offer me your peace by your Holy Spirit. Would you pour it into my heart today? Take the unpeace. Take the anxiety. Take the fretting, Lord. Because you said, put perfect love, cast out all fear. And that's who you are. Let me just pray for you guys. Just hold your hands up if you want to receive. God wants to come and bless us now. Lord, come by your Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill every heart. Fill every heart, Lord, with your love. With your love. We thank you for your mercy, that we deserve to die on the cross, but you did it for us. That we receive your mercy because it triumphs over judgment. And then the wonderful thing, we receive your grace. We get what we don't deserve. Jesus, peace, eternity. And we receive your goodness because you're a good God. And we receive your life. And we receive your kindness and your abundance and your care and your compassion on our life and your fruitfulness. You really do make us complete, Lord. You do completely make us whole. God, would you come, heal every broken heart, set free every captive, Lord. Bring prosperity to those who are struggling financially. And I pray that it pours out of us when we get home, into our families, into our neighbourhoods, into our schools. Lord, come in awesome power, Jesus. Come, we pray. Let's worship God one more time and just receive. Go into receive mode, guys, as we worship our God. Thank you.